Up a Storm is brought to you by the Windworks Symphonic Wind Ensemble, showcasing the very best of wind band music.
Good morning and welcome to our second edition of Blowing Up a Storm. I am Rian van Wyk and we are continuing our journey through the history of wind band music and composers. In the 18th century, wind bands began to standardize in instrumentation and repertoire, moving beyond purely functional music. The increasing prominence of state armies and national identity led to a greater emphasis on military bands, which were no longer restricted to the battlefield but also performed at parades, civic ceremonies, and public concerts. The repertoire expanded to include more varied and complex music, and more composers started writing for wind bands, drawing on influence from orchestral music. The development of keyed and valved instruments also allowed for greater technical capability and expressive potential. The 19th century saw the transformation of wind bands into concert bands, which played a more significant role in public and cultural life. Permanent civilian wind bands were established, often sponsored by municipalities or private patrons. These bands performed a wide range of music, from transcriptions of popular operatic overtures and symphonic works to original compositions written specifically for wind ensembles. Percy Aldrich Grainger made a significant contribution to wind band music through his innovative compositions and arrangements. His work, Lincolnshire Posy, makes use of folk melodies and complex rhythms, and he treated the ensemble as a legitimate and versatile medium for serious art music, rather than just a functional group for marches and ceremonial pieces. This helped elevate the wind band to new artistic heights and inspired future composers to write for the medium. Grainger also advocated for the expansion and development of wind bands, encouraging the creation of new music that would push the boundaries of the ensemble. His contributions have had a lasting impact, making him a pivotal figure in the history of wind band music. Lincolnshire Posy was commissioned in 1937 by the American Bandmasters Association and is comprised of six movements, each adapted from folk songs Grainger collected on a 1905-06 trip to Lincolnshire, England. The Lost Lady Found, the final movement of this work, which we will hear today, is based on the ballad of the same name, in which a lady, who while living with her uncle in a village, is kidnapped by three foreigners. The villagers, who held the uncle responsible for her disappearance, imprisoned him and condemned him to death. The lost lady was later found in Dublin by a young squire who loved her and who brought her back to the village. Moments away from executing her uncle, the villagers realized their error and released him. Her return was celebrated with church bells, music and frivolity, and clearly audible in the music. Here the South African Army Band, Western Cape, performs this movement conducted by Captain Martin Chandler.
Thank you.
That was The Lost Lady Found from Percy Grainger's Lincolnshire Posy. To listen to this feature again, visit fmr.co.za and click on Podcast, Blowing Up a Storm.
Blowing Up a Storm was brought to you by the Windworks Symphonic Wind Ensemble and sponsored by the Mzansi National Philharmonic Orchestra. FMR.